Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Sunday, November 21st, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. As Mission Aviation Fellowship plans their headquarters relocation from California to Idaho, they're facing some critical needs. While the move will greatly reduce ministry costs, 2 years of budget shortfalls have left MAF well below budget. MAF President Kevin Swanson.
We acknowledged early on that unless the Lord provided the funds to cover the expenses of this move, that we would not be able to do it. So we are definitely looking to the Lord to provide the resources needed so that we can actually make the move in the summer of 2005.
Meanwhile, international aid is reaching out to help a devastated Afghani village just north of Kabul. There's no running water or electricity, and sanitation doesn't exist. IA was asked by the Afghan government to help restore health services to the area. Working in partnership, the teams have provided medicine, trained doctors, dug wells, and provided water filtration systems, all in the name of Christ. Pray that the seeds planted would bear fruit. And finally, Global Missions Fellowship has a vision aimed at mobilizing America's college campuses into the missions field. The project is called Collegiate Quest. GMF's Frank Banfill says students who participate in a short-term trip make a profound, lasting impact. GMF's current focus is on Latin America.
Our experience has been that for every North American that goes on a Global Missions Fellowship campaign, there will be three national believers mobilized to work with us. So that means but just by a college student going on Collegiate Quest, they are going to triple their ministry.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of Greg Yoder's Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You'll see the faces of many orphans who need help today. You can also get a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.